Biggie's just told me something behind the scenes off air. I'm doing something a little different than I used to.
I mean, I don't know if we need to have an intervention here.
That's not your your specialty. Change of any kind.
Because you're leaving. Because Chris Dim is leaving. I'm looking at the way we do things.
We're trying new things.
It's
like a fresh divorce. Yeah, I'm really open to new things now. I was being held back for years. Old ball and train drug me down. Anyway, I've never been to a swingers club.
Because he's leaving. And as you can tell, he's leaving on a good note. He's very top of the world right now.
Leaving on a high.
Leaving on a high. I thought, let's just change things up a little bit. Biggie and I are in constant communication. Otherwise, this program, it wouldn't be the high-quality entertainment.
Absolutely.
It is. I mean, come on. We have to be in constant communication. You know, if I see something and I think, oh, we ought to do this, you know, I'll mark it down for myself. And then, you know, sometime before a program, I'll tell Biggie, we need this, this, this.
May I ask, what would catch your attention?
For instance, today, worst 10 songs of the 70s. Rolling Stone magazine has ranked the worst 10 songs of the 70s.
That's right up our alley.
Right, of course.
Sure it is.
All right, this hour, worst 10 songs of the 70s. Boom. Well, normally, so I see stuff like that, and what else is today's Red Rachel's birthday. So she's coming in 3 hours. And I saw, okay, who she share her birthday with?
Okay.
And there's several people and like musicians. So let's say it's Styx. It's Dennis DeYoung from Styx. We'll get a Styx song out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So usually what happens is I wait till about 30 minutes pre-program and I send Biggie an email saying, get these 10 songs from the 70s, get this Styx song, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now, instead of doing it that way, as soon as I come across it, I just send it to Biggie. Here.
Scattershot.
Scattershot. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I sent him.
As soon as it hits your head.
Yeah. So I sent him 10 emails today. Instead of waiting for one.
Instead of one big email.
Right. Because sometimes I forget. It's like, oh, I forgot about that Styx song. You know, oh, it's Red Rachel's birthday. So then we're on the fly after Red Rachel comes in. So I said, I'll try it a little differently now. And just every time I come across something we need Biggie's help with, I just send it to him. So Biggie thinks I'm on cocaine. He thinks that he can't.
Well, there was no warning to me.
No, I just changed it up.
So this morning, since roughly 4 a.m., my wrist has just been buzzing. I mean, it's constantly bzz, bzz.
It gets a buzz.
Because it goes to your watch.
Because it's new emails coming to my Apple Watch. Yeah. And so I'm driving to work. And it's like, hey, man, I've been up all night. I got some great ideas here, man.
Hey, man, it's Rachel's birthday.
Yeah. Hey, man, I was thinking, like, the worst songs of the 70s, man, here. Hey, man, there's a comedian. I don't know his name, but he's funny. I need you to get him.
I think this new powder's really helping out.
Yeah.
They call it creatine, but I don't know, man.
I'm loving creatine. I'm loving it.
I'm bulking.
Are you sure?
I am.
I'm bulking right now, man.
You know,
I'm in my bulk phase.
You know, I don't think even Biggie knows this, but I shared this with Kelly before the show. Guess what drug is being produced at its highest level ever?
I said Ozempic.
That's my immediate thought is the GLP-1s.
Let's go to the illegal side, gentlemen.
Cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine.
It's cocaine.
Cocaine is back, baby.
So doesn't that go right along with
I'm going to tell you, I'm shocked at the amount of people that I've met through my life who are like, oh, yeah, I did cocaine.
I told you that. I couldn't believe.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if Chris Dim ever has. I know Chris Kelly hasn't. I've never done it.
Oh, no.
Dude,
no,
please.
No, yeah, no. So no. I think, but the three of us in this room, I think it's kind of rare that one of us hasn't done it.
Yes, that's
no,
true.
No, I've seen it. I've been offered it, but I passed.
Yeah. It terrified me.
I've never even seen it.
Anything going up my nose sounded horrible.
Never seen it, never been offered it.
No.
I told you this. When I was growing up, it was the Nancy Reagan Just Say No era, which
you laughingly. Did you have her poster up on the wall as you smoked up in college?
Don't answer that.
No, I wouldn't do that to Mrs. Reagan, who I idolized.
I covered her eyes. Don't look at me, Nancy.
I agreed with her.
Turn her portrait around.
I agreed with her.
As you passed the duchy.
When I was in elementary school and middle school and even high school, she's right.
But this stuff is awesome.
The first time I saw Meryl.
Don't do most drugs.
The first time I saw marijuana, I was offered it. I was about 16. I said, oh, no. I couldn't believe they were doing it. I was like, what? Because I thought this is something that I just would never see. Now, that's not true. That hasn't become. That's okay. I've seen that. Now, cocaine was so far. I was like, what? Cocaine? No chance. And I haven't seen or done cocaine. Never done it. I told you when my friend Scott.
You might be surprised at the people around you who are holding and doing.
Of course. I was told at an event Friday at 5. I was about 24 years old. And I was talking to my friend Scott, who worked up in sales. You remember Scott?
I do.
And we were sitting there chatting. Like, I was swimming at the time. And he goes, of course I was on coke. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I was doing coke a lot. And I said, I thought he was talking about Coca-Cola. And I was like, did that bother your...
I'm a more of a diet coke.
And he said, no, man, I was doing like bumps of cocaine all the time. And I said, what? And he was like, yeah, I was in college or right out of college. And I said, you've done cocaine? And he said, look around here, man. There was probably 500 people in the room. He goes, 95% of the people in this room have done cocaine. I said, no, sir. No. So, no, I don't like cocaine. It was a drug of the 80s. I've never tried cocaine.
You love the 80s.
I do love the 80s. And now I hear, of course, the 80s are very trendy right now with Stranger Things and now cocaine coming back. Why do you think cocaine is back? Do you think people are just like, I need something to get me through the day? Give me a little rush.
You know, I don't know. I can't figure out why that, if it's enforcement has changed or penalties have changed or it's harder to get the other stuff.
Well, it's still, I know this from my cop show. I mean, it's still, what do you call it? You know, Schedule 1 narcotic, getting arrested in jail. Going to jail for it.
Do you think? Now, I am reticent to say this, but since marijuana now is so prevalent and legalized in many places and so passe, it's like, oh, to me, like doing pot now is like having a couple of beers. You know, people think of it that way. When I was 12, marijuana was like, in my mind. Now, if somebody's smoking a doob, I don't look at them any differently than if they're having a beer, honestly. Do you think because that is now so mild that cocaine is become, it is like a gateway, that cocaine is becoming, you know, the next step up. It's like, all right, not that big a deal. It's, you know, it's worse than pot, but it's horrible.
Yeah.
You know? Like pot used to be to me, now cocaine is to me. You know, it's like one step too far, but it's becoming a little more,
I don't know,
a little more acceptable. To do cocaine. I don't know that either. I really don't know the answer to it. When I would see cocaine in a movie, I'd be like, what? You know, I just couldn't believe it.
In a movie.
Even in a movie. I was like, I'll never see that. Now, I never have seen it.
So the fact that you've sent Biggie 24 emails in the span of 2 hours, nothing into it.
No. It's not cocaine.
It's just something new.
Now, it could be. It's just something new. I'm trying new things. I didn't want to let anything get past me, you know, trying to be more... on top of things because you're leaving. Mm. So I'm trying to be more on top of things. But I can tell you, now it might be creatine. I am on creatine for 3 days, and I am finding my body is recovering from workouts better on creatine. Now, maybe it's mental. I don't know. But
well, I'm just glad it's creatine and not coke.
It is not coke.
I was worried that you finally hit your breaking point. And,
no,
you know,
I haven't had.
On your way here, we're like, I'm going nose deep.
Because this is a busy month. Next week will be a stressful month, or next month will be a stressful month.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then it only gets more stressful after that, you know, for a few months.
Yeah.
Ryan, we're talking about cocaine. Let's put it out there. Go ahead.
Back in the 90s, I went to a Motley Crue and Scorpions concert, and I've never done any of that stuff either. And, you know, just been drinking beer in the parking lot, went into the bathroom. And there was as many guys as there was girls in the bathroom. And the diaper changing table stations were pulled down. And there was nothing but lines of cocaine on it. I just turned around, walked out, and peed behind the building.
Good for you. Good for you. You can't be part of that.
That's very communal, though. That's very open and sharing.
The women and the men. And yeah. Who did we hear last? Oh, RFK Jr. said he did coke off the back of a bathroom.
Toilet seat.
Toilet seat, yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
Then we had a very interesting call from P1 Chanel about it.
She had done it off the back of a toilet
seat. She recommends.
Cocaine.
You know, in a pinch, it'll do.
She said almost everybody, that's where you did it.
In the
toilet. You go to the toilet, you put it on the bathroom, on the toilet. And RFK Jr. was saying, I don't worry about germs. I've snorted so much.
I'm worried about germs?
Yeah. By the way, this is later on the grid. That guy's got an amazing body, RFK Jr. He just did a shirtless workout with Kid Rock, and I got to tell you.
Jeans only.
Jeans.
Now, he's not a lunatic. Promise you.
He did a workout in jeans. So did Kid Rock. They were both wearing jeans. I know RFK was. I'm not sure about Kid Rock.
I thought Kid Rock was might have been in gym shorts, but
he might have
been. I don't recall. Your eyes can't leave RFK Jr.
That guy is jacked. I mean, that guy is ripped. He's 72. He looks great.
Is that your goal?
Yes. Say what you will about him.
He's a loon.
He's a loon. Okay.
He brainworm.
Yes.
Coke off toilet seat.
Yes. All fact.
His Super Bowl indulgence was yogurt.
Yes. Murdered a bear and left it in Central Park.
As a joke.
As a joke. Okay. Yes. But the guy is ripped at age 72. Let's say that for him. Bill, let's talk about cocaine. Go ahead. It's all open here. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, sure. I'm about the same age as them. And in the 70s, yeah, we did that all the time. I said the problem with coke is that you're always trying to get to that next level. So that's why you keep hitting the bump. You just get there, but you just do not get there.
So the first one is the best one.
In the world.
So the first one is the best, and you never achieve that again?
No. That's why you keep taking it.
But doesn't it, my understanding of cocaine, which I've never done, never will do, is that it does give you a lot of energy. Is that right?
Oh, it does. It does. It also makes you paranoid, too.
Oh, it does. That would worry me for my heart. I would be afraid my heart was going to explode.
But RFK.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't do it anymore.
Right?
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm not. He claims himself to be sober and
true.
Now he claims to be recovered. Anonymous, you're talking about cocaine. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say early 2000s, mid-2000s, I was selling and doing coke for about 5 years straight. And every morning when I woke up, I had a little table beside my bed. I'd do me a couple lines. It was like my cup of coffee, go to work. I was completely functional with it, but eventually got tired of it, and it messed my sinuses up really bad for pretty much life. Mm-hmm. But it was great. Just the smell of it gets my mouth watering to this day.
This is not the message we want to be sending here.
How did you get clean?
Do what?
How did you get clean?
I just decided I was tired of it. I had an idea on a Saturday. I'll never forget it. Saturday about midday, I said, I'm tired of doing it. And I spent the next 2 to 3 days just coming off of it and had the severe stomach pains from withdrawal. And then that was it.
And no problem.
That is impressive.
Never gone back to it.
Every now and then, I'll do a little bit, but when I say that, but it's been probably like 3 years since I've done some, but I stepped away from it. And in between times from, quitting, trying it again was probably about like 6 years.
All right.
Okay.
Boy, to hear he just got tired of it too. You know, mm-hmm. Usually there's some, well, his sinuses.
And it was affecting his body.
Right.
Yeah. A quick check, by the way, said that part of the reason that coke is so back is that production is surging and prices are dropping. It's much cheaper than it was.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you very much.
It's a cheaper high.
It's just supply and demand. I mean, it sounds like, you know, in this particular case. Now, when he says how great it is, what percentage of people do you think have done? Like, people over 21 years old have tried?
It's a hard question. I don't know.
Yeah, because I want to say 40? High, but yeah, I was thinking maybe 40 to 50.
Not more than half.
No, I wouldn't go more than half.
So I think my friend Scott was wrong when we were at Friday at 5.
No, then, probably that crowd.
Well, 500 people in the room, and that was a partying crowd. I was a fish out of water for sure. You know, I don't do that kind of stuff. I was dragged down there. And he said, everybody in this room practically has done cocaine. And I looked at him and said, I don't think so.
Quick Google check. Based on recent data, 15% of Americans 12 and older have used coke once.
If they're being honest, I don't trust,
25%. Now, marijuana, I bet it's
higher. So we way over.
Yeah.
I bet weed is 60 or more. Don't you think? I think it's way, way higher. We also have a letter here today. This has nothing to do with drugs. It comes to, I know who it's from.
Oh, one of those.
I have a hard time even saying the name, but Farticus has sent this to us. And
what do we know from the envelope?
Well, Totally different stamp. It's got a horse on it. All right. It's celebrating horses. The postmark is Santa Clarita, California. From Farticus this time. That's as far away as he's
ever
been.
My Lord.
I mean, we've seen him in Pennsylvania. We've seen him in Rochester, New York. We've seen him in Minnesota, St. Louis, Texas, and now California. How does he do it? Same font every time, same letter. We'll put it up on the yarn wall. I'm opening this letter. I know what it's going to say. Yes. It has the word F-A-R-T.
Very tiny font this time he chose.
Last time was larger font. Exactly. And as you open it, I know the message will be, and the actually this is in a larger font, the fart stops when the rap stops.
He knows it gets under your skin.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
You know, I
hate the word.
You're both sort of in this, what do they call it? Like a symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He needs you mm-hmm. to keep BB Shea rapping.
I know.
And you need Farticus to keep sending you the word fart.
That's right.
I believe he'll get a short, brief relief this week. Because isn't BB Shea?
Is he gone this week?
I think he's gone Friday, right?
No, it's a week from Friday.
It's a week from Friday.
That's
okay.
Next week. Yeah. He's
all right.
So you won't get a letter that week after.
Week after, right, yeah. He'll get a small break.
Probably get one next week. And who knows from where it will come. That's the whole thing.
I read that envelope wrong at first.
You did?
I thought it came from Arizona. And I was like, oh my God, don't touch that.
Oh, Jesus. The Guthrie case.
Tucson. Yeah. I thought I read that wrong. I thought it said Tucson, and I was like, I ain't touching that.
They had bad news in that case last night. They got DNA off the glove. They found nothing.
Man, they got nothing.
So it appears they got nothing. But do you think, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Are they working behind the scenes and there are things we don't know?
If you would have said that on week one, yes. I mean, we're entering week three.
Well,
four.
But my wife reminded me, and she followed the Idaho murders very closely.
True.
That went for months. People were like, these cops are inept. They have no idea. Really, they had their eye on the suspect the entire time. They were watching him for weeks, and they finally made the arrest when they had enough to arrest him. I think this is a little different, though, because they want to move very quickly because they have a missing person on their hands. I mean, we still hope that she's just missing.
Yeah.
But that story is wild. We're following that like a hawk on a rabbit at my house,
of course,
too. I can tell you that for sure. My wife burned the rice last night because of it. She was
what's that?
Well, she was making fajitas. She was cooking dinner last night, and she got so engrossed in the Guthrie case on television, we started to smell something, and the rice had scorched.
No.
She was making.
Did you have ferments instead?
No, I should. Maybe ferments.
Oh no!
You want a body like RFK Jr. Yeah. Get on some ferments.
I feel mad.
And ferment.
That's a
your new fridge is about to be filled with sauerkraut, kimchi.
This is a great idea.
Ferment. Bison.
My wife immediately said, "All right, that's it. I'm getting a rice cooker." It's the second time she's burned the rice. She said, "I'm getting a rice cooker," and I said, "I said we don't need a rice." Boy, that set her off.
Yeah, I bet it did.
That set her off. I said,
well, a simple timer will do.
That's really, but there's a timer. Or the other, whatever.
Your 10 iPads.
No, all the iPads. Yeah. Instead of a rice cooker, which takes up space and costs money, just when you put the rice on, you know, set a timer for 20 minutes. And